Hi, everybody. Ryan Dorn here from 360 Ad Sales Training and Strategy. And today we're going to talk through 10 ways to avoid the holiday sales blues. You know, this time of year, things tend to slow down in sales land. And well, at least that's the thought anyway. I often hear ad sales reps say, "Nothing happens, Ryan, between December 21st and January 8th. And I feel this is really actually a false statement, and it can be used as an excuse all across the media sales business. You know, as an ad sales training coach, I really hear this every day starting on December the 1st because, you know, a lot of you know I still sell media, and I found that this is a great time of year for me to grow as an ad sales professional and to reach out to my clients and have some great retention efforts in place. In addition, I found this is a great time of year for me to read some personal growth books and things like that and still have plenty of time for this holiday season to spend time with family and with friends. So rather than sing the holiday blues about how advertisers aren't calling you back or people are not making any advertising decisions, here are 10 ways to keep your sales strong so that you can start the new year with a bang. All right, number one, let me ask you this. What is your holiday client sales plan? And do you really even have one? Sending Christmas cards is nice, but truthfully, it's really a waste of time because you're just going to get lost in the crowd. So what about retention? I think we all would agree that it's easier to keep a client than to lose one. So perhaps this is a great time of year for you to email, phone, and retain clients. Non-sales touches are critical to your success as an ad sales pro. All right, idea number two of 10. Most sales reps this time of year stop short and sell short here around the holidays, all the way through the new year, meaning, truthfully, most sales reps just give up. So use this to your advantage. Your advertisers normally get probably 10, 15 calls and emails per day from ad salespeople wanting to pitch them their media products. I see this drop almost to zero. So I feel this is a great time of year to reach out and really let your voice be heard. So let's refer back to point number one. This is a great time of year for retention. Now, some of you might think, well, Ryan, retention doesn't equal growth. Well, if your churn rate is zero, meaning you never lose an advertiser, ignore me. Don't do anything over the holidays. Drink plenty and have a good time. Be merry and be festive. But what I find is that very often you're going to lose 15 to 20% of your advertisers, maybe even at no fault of your own. All right, idea number three on how to avoid the holiday blues, the holiday sales blues, that is. Review past client reports that show you comparisons at the same time of year for missing clients. You know, as an ad sales trainer, I have had the opportunity to travel around the world and train over 3,000 salespeople. And I'll tell you this, truthfully, it's very common for people to be missing advertisers when I pull a year-to-year report. So we're in December right now. You're probably selling into February or March, depending upon your media. If you're in magazines, you're selling way ahead. TV, you're probably a month out. Radio, you're probably about a month out. So be sure to pull comparison reports that show, for example, February 2015 to February 2016 comparisons. You're looking for missing clients. It's amazing to me. I'm looking at this from the outside in when I'm coaching you as a company, and I'm amazed at how many clients are actually missed year to year. Now, don't be arrogant, okay? Humble yourself and realize that you too may be missing some clients. All right, idea four of 10. I would really highly encourage you to spend some time and review competitors' websites. Now, refresh the websites 10 times as a part of your holiday research. Create a list of advertisers that are running on these competing websites. Make sure you have them all. If you don't, as a part of your 2016 sales plan, you need to make sure that you do. All right, thought number five, review your personal growth plan. You need to read at least one business book per year, at least one, or attend a personal improvement seminar. Now, I'm not kidding. I mean, the best of the best are well-trained and highly motivated. Look online. Maybe somebody like Brendan Burchard or Tony Robbins is going to be in your neck of the woods. you know, I really often encourage people to seek out this type of personal growth, because if you are personally well-tuned, if your personal house is in order, you typically will see much greater success in your business life and, truthfully, in your home life as well. All right, how about idea number 6 of 10? Renew your 10 critical questions. Renew your 10 critical questions. Now, each year on January 1st, I do several things. I always freshen up my resume. You know, I am a small business owner, but a lot of times I have people ask, you know, for my resume. So I encourage you to do the same thing. You never know when circumstances might change. I also reset my passwords. I try to do that quarterly, usually with the changing of the seasons. And then I always review the critical questions that I ask my media clients. I have 10 of them. And if you'd like a copy of those, reach out to me. I'd be happy to share those with you. Why do I do this? Because media changes every day. I mean, what worked in 2015 may not work in 2016. My favorite question: if we could create the perfect ad for you, what would you want to have happen from that ad? And to that end, I have 9 others. So why do I ask that question? I really want to elicit a better response than, tell me about your 2016 marketing plans, or tell me a little bit more about your business. Okay? I'm really looking to ask different questions than every other media sales rep that might call on that client. So my favorite question: if we could create the perfect ad for you, what would you want to have happen from that ad? I want to know, what if they say one thing? What if they say they want to sell 50 things? I mean, I want to manage their expectations from the get-go. So number 6 is renew, or I guess we could say review, your 10 critical questions. All right, number 7, test your email subject lines. Look back through your email for subject lines that worked in the emails that you sent in 2015, or look for subject lines that really grabbed your attention. Now, I'm not looking for weird, creepy, or tricky subject lines. I don't like that. I'm looking for ethical subject lines that really broke through the clutter and really made a difference. Share them, use them, test them. One of my favorites is, I have a new idea for you. That's one of my favorites, and it tends to get me a good response. All right, idea 8 of 10, evaluate your client list for whales versus minnows. And what do I mean by that? Very often, your client list has way too many minnows and not enough whales. I don't know about you, but I remember the days in the summertime at Lake Lanier or Strom Thurmond Lake, standing in the water playing with my kids, and you see these minnows that will kind of circle around your ankles. They have a tendency to kind of come up and kind of pick at you a little bit. I would rather be swallowed up and eaten by a whale than picked to death by minnows. That's for sure. So a lot of you have way too many minnows on your list. Small advertisers are as big or a bigger pain than the big advertisers. Whales are harder to close, I get it, but you need to make sure that you have a bunch of whales on your list, at least on your prospect list. Don't be overwhelmed with too many small minnow accounts. All right, idea 9 of 10 for avoiding the holiday blues: create a focus list. Now, a goal list is one thing. All of us should have goals. A focus list is another. So when I'm offering ad sales training advice to my clients, when I'm coaching you one-on-one, I like to separate these two things. So I try to find 10 things that I'm going to focus on in 2016 and set some big goals. And then I'm going to have focus points underneath those goals. These are the steps that I need to take in order to achieve that goal. So if I have a goal that may take 3 months, I'm going to have some focus points underneath of that goal to really guide me on that path to success. All right, idea number 10, last but not least: what is the latest new idea you are presenting? What's the latest new idea you are presenting? So what's coming in 2016 that you want to share with your clients? Are you going to repackage something from 2015? Maybe, sort of boring. But yeah, you could do that. Repackage, put a different colored bow on something, talk about it differently. Nothing new at all? Yikes. I think new ideas are super important as you contact your clients for 2016. So maybe get together, strategize, either repackage something or find something new that you're going to offer. Maybe it's a new set of e-newsletters, maybe some that are product specific. Maybe you isolate some email addresses and create some smaller, more micro niche lists or something like that. If you need some new ideas, reach out to me. I'm happy to be of help to you in that regard. I do that a lot. Spend a lot of time on the phone strategizing with publishers, sales managers, general managers, figuring out what we can do to make money, especially from our digital assets. You know, as we wrap up this podcast, I feel that I'm really one lucky guy. I get to work with hundreds of you each year, each day as your ad sales training coach. Thank you for that. Such a thrill. I really mean that. And I want you to take a look at the above list, though, these 10 things. You can find those 10 things there online at 360adsales.com underneath the blog link. Pick one or two of these items and really get rolling on that. I mean, the worst thing you can do this holiday season is just sit around and let the world pass you by. You know, spend time with your family, embrace those that you love. Recognize that you are part of one of the best business sectors in the world, media sales. It's awesome. 25, almost 30 years I've been in this business, and I've never been happier than I am sitting here right now. Never forget, if ad sales was easy, everybody'd be doing it. And they're not. So we're a special group of people. All right, everybody, happy holidays. Hope you have a wonderful holiday season. Best of luck in 2016, and we'll see you out on the street. I'm Ryan Dorn from 360 Ad Sales Training and Strategy. Reach out to me if you've got a question or comment. My email address is easy. It's just ryan@360adsales.com. Again, that's ryan@360adsales.com. You can also reach out to me via my website at Brainswell Media, ryandorn.com, D-O-H-R-N, 360adsales.com. Check me out on Twitter, twitter.com/ryandorn. Love to have you join us on Facebook, facebook.com/brainswell. And I also wrote a book called Selling Backwards, the Perfect Christmas Gift. All right, friends, we'll see you out in the street. Get out there and sell something today. Make yourself happy, and maybe you'll make your boss happy too. Take care. Merry Christmas.